Hey everybody, we're back. I'm Joey, he's Rick.
And we were just commenting, what, it's a little while since we had to do a countdown show, but we're back and doing more countdown shows again.
This time for Tech Ed Europe in Barcelona, Spain, October 28th, all the way till the 31st. And this is T-minus 13 weeks until the start of Tech Ed Europe. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm so excited because we managed, because you guys liked having the pre, what we call B-roll stuff and the preamble stuff the last time for Tech Ed Houston.
Yes.
We managed to somehow sneak it in that we could do some pre-gathering information and scouting stuff for Barcelona.
We were the scout team.
Yes.
The official scout team for Tech Ed Europe. Now,
we had other official work we had to do while we were there too.
Yes, absolutely.
So it wasn't just
we'll fill you in on that work as well.
It wasn't just a junk getter in like that. This was serious, real work, despite what our bosses think.
Yes, exactly. So we visited Barcelona and we went to a number of different places. There's going to be a few of these episodes as we kind of go through the footage that we shot, and we're going to start with the food. And I'll tell you what, this food, the places that we went to, fantastic. Anything from a place like La Bombeta, which is first up, which is just this little tapas place out by the beach.
100-or-so-year-old family-run place that actually advertises and boasts about the fact that they do not have Wi-Fi, so go turn your head and talk to your neighbor inside the place. Very, very cool.
I need my coffee.
Yes.
Because I'm hungry without my coffee. So we go check out a coffee place. And then we get an opportunity once again to speak with another award-winning chef. Chef Jose, who's just fantastic. Though he didn't understand any English. So there was a translator there. So if you see these little pauses and these uncomfortable silences, that's exactly what it is.
I think he actually says at one point in Spanish, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He probably does. We should probably get a translator on the actual video.
Get some subtitles
on check it out.
But the highlight of this one for me is obviously the beer. So we went to one of two different breweries that are in Barcelona. This one was one that's called Moritz, which is actually in the original brewery manufacturing factory from the 1800s. They've converted into this really cool, trendy bar. And I would say that their tapas rivaled, if not exceeded, the tapas that we had at La Bombeta.
Yeah, I would agree.
Michelin star quality stuff.
Absolutely. So make sure you register for Tech Ed Europe. So go to mstechit.com, make sure you register. If there's something you want to see in these series of countdown shows, which we're going to begin coming out rapidly,
soon.
The time is counting down, make sure that you can comment right here on this video, or you can join us in the Tech Ed Europe forums, which is channel9.msdn.com/forums, and then choose Tech Ed Europe and let us know. There's a thread there started about what people want to see. Just we've already started gathering information.
Make sure you choose the Tech Ed Europe forum, because we do monitor all of them, but it's easier if we just look in the Tech Ed Europe for Tech Ed Europe type comments.
Absolutely. So it's time to take you over to Barcelona and get you excited for Tech Ed Europe, October 28th through the 31st. Let's roll that footage.
Old neighborhood, home-cooked food, this is a special place, man.
Yes, in Barceloneta.
Barceloneta.
Yes.
So that's...
Or Barceloneta.
Okay. My accent's going to be bad for all these videos,
so I apologize. You're just going to convert it all to French anyway.
Barceloneta. There you go.
So it's a popular area near the beach here in Barceloneta.
So this actually used to be a worker-class area for all the factories. It used to be down by the beach area. So it's over 300 and change-odd years old. But what you'll find is a whole bunch of these little family-run restaurants that have amazing food that you can go off and try.
Like this one behind us, La Bombeta.
Okay. Now this one is, they said it's about 100 years-ish old. They don't know the exact dates because they don't have records.
The records were lost.
Yeah, the records were lost. But from an eating perspective, like what kind of hours are these guys open for?
All right, I've got their hours. It's 10 a.m. Till 12 a.m. So 10 a.m. until midnight.
Yeah.
Except Wednesdays.
Okay.
They're not
Wednesdays
open on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays not open on Wednesdays.
They're so not open on Wednesdays. You can get cerveza. You can get sangria.
Yep.
But most importantly, tapas.
Tapas.
In particularly, bombas.
Yeah.
And bombas, which are little potatoes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think we're actually going to go and try some of them. But, you know, it's kind of the average 350 euro up to 89 euro for your tapas.
Nice.
And so it's a really cool little, you know, come in. It's a bar, but they've got food. It's not really a sit down restaurant. It's tapas.
I was about to say, like, they have a little window. You can get window service, but apparently traditionally people actually don't eat in the streets.
Correct.
They go and they sit down.
The locals, the tourists.
Now, there's apparently a sign that says we don't have Wi-Fi. Instead, talk to your neighbor.
So let's go do that.
Yeah.
Since there's no Wi-Fi, we can have a chat. Right?
Let's try
have
a chat. Yeah. See what's up.
Well, you know how much I love my coffee.
We found you the winner here, let me tell you.
Yes, we did. And apparently you have nothing but a big cup of chocolate and cream.
I was going to say batte chocolate, but this is actually a Swiss.
Yes.
It is a chocolate that has cream added to it.
Absolutely. So we are at Mowry, established in 1929. It's a little family-run coffee shop.
Pastries, chocolates, cakes, and then, of course, coffee
sandwiches.
And chocolates.
Sandwiches. So
yes.
You get your sweet on, you get your salty on. You've got to come check this place out. It's absolutely fantastic. Just the sheer amount of sweets and things that I am not allowed to eat anymore, including what you have in front of me.
Right. Well, this. I hear that the chocolate is a secret family recipe and blended chocolate that they don't share outside of the family.
Wow.
So,
the coffee that they have here is, again, generations of coffee, secret blends, everything else that you've got here. You've got to come check it out. This place is absolutely fantastic. It's in Rambla, Catalunya. You good there, buddy?
I'm sorry. I'll
just go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and eat. I'll take care of this. No worries. So come get coffee. Well, imagine this. We've made our way to a brewery, Mr. Claus.
I'm just like, oh, I'm in heaven. I don't know what to say. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
We are at Moritz in Barcelona. This place is an outstanding brewery. Not only is it an outstanding brewery, the food,
oh yeah,
Michelin star quality. Jordi Vila is the chef. We just had tapas.
It was great.
Oh mercy.
Amazing. But to go along with the amazing food is obviously amazing beer. And apparently here they have the ability to brew 20 hectoliters at a time. Hectoliter is 1,000 liters, so work out the ones and carries the doubles.
That would be 20,000.
20,000 different hectoliters, or 20,000 liters at a time.
Yes.
And then they store over 200,000 liters in the various conical fermenters around here. And behind us, this is actually where it comes directly from the tanks through double filtration into the storage tanks and directly to the taps upstairs.
Fresh. Right here.
Fresh. Beer.
It's fantastic. You've got to come down and check this out. The building is actually an old factory. It was opened in 1864. Yep. It closed in 2011. They did some renovations and have since reopened. If you're looking to throw a party during Tech Ed, mm-hmm, while you're here in Barcelona, they can support 350 standing cocktail party. This is the place to come do it. You have to come check it out.
This is important to note that they only make beer in this factory to be served from this factory.
Here.
And so there's two types. This one is Epidor.
Yes.
It all comes from a variant of German and Belgian style brews that are there.
Czech hops used in it. So this is it's a very hoppy Pilsner, but very, very good.
But do you know what I have in my hand over here?
I exactly.
This is actually yeast that came off of the last batch. And so I'm hoping to be able to harvest some of this to be able to make our own Tech Ed Europe beer.
Ooh, shh. Take it back and wash it.
It's a secret. We'll wash it, we'll use it, and see if we can make it alive.
Sounds good. Yeah. You've got to come check it out again, Maurice. Check out the beer and food. Yeah, it's. Let's go get some over there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're here at Cachitos, Little Bites.
Tofu.
Little plates, yeah.
Little plates.
You need to eat at this place. Fantastic food. And the planche?
Plancha.
Plancha.
Plancha. Fuegos. Horno, montaditos, paella.
Good food, quality.
Good food, quality food. Paella. I have to tell you, this stock.
Yeah.
The stock is amazing. Now it's made fresh every day. Okay. And they had this soup, the melon soup.
Oh, amazing.
This is unbelievable, chef. It's bueno. Bueno. So you want to check this place out. It's open every day, lunch at 1 p.m.
It turns into a club.
Turns into a club. Turns into a club 11:30 midnight or so. Goes till 3 a.m. And you need to come check this out at Cachito's. White truffle season.
Yes, it's happening in October.
Starts in October. It's, you're right in the, white truffles, you don't understand. I'm a foodie guy, and this is unbelievable. And by the way, 55 types of sangria.
55 types of sangria?
55 types of sangria.
They have a ham bar upstairs.
Yes, as you walk in, a ham bar. You've got oysters, champagne.
Yes, high-end stuff.
This is the place you go. It's expense account dining at its best. Mm-hmm. Chef Jose will take care of you. You come and eat, and it's, I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Let's go eat.
Yep.
Let's go eat.
Cachito's. I mean, Chef Jose Miguel.
Amazing.
Amazing, and we saw the stuff behind the scenes in the kitchen, but we mentioned as you come in the door.
On the left is the champagne and the
sangria.
Sangria bar.
And oysters.
And oysters on one side. On the right is the ham bar.
Jamon.
Jamon. Yeah. Jamon bar.
Yes.
But they managed to make us now, they have a secret recipe for the, or a variety of recipes for the sangria.
There's actually 5 different ways that you can make sangria.
Wow. See, normally I just use red wine and 5 alive, but apparently that's not
no,
the way to do
no,
it.
No. That's no. Not the way to do it. Now, you can start with just normal, you know, average red wine. You can go with a high-end red wine.
Okay.
You can do it with cava,
mm-hmm.
champagne, or you can go the non-alcoholic version.
Okay, just in case you know, don't happen to participate in those adult beverages.
Right, absolutely. But actually here in Spain, in Barcelona, the most popular fruit, now you can choose your fruits when you're doing this, but the most popular way is mixed fruit.
Okay.
As they've made for us here.
I noticed that you're not a red wine drinker, so.
Yeah, you go ahead and try that. But you know what? They brought a champagne.
I asked specifically for this for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Pink champagne. Well, because you are a classy gentleman.
Yeah, there's nothing but class as it comes to me.
You got it. Cheers.
Absolutely. Cheers.
Cheers.
Goldnuts, you want your sangria? Here you go, honey.
Got it.
There you go. All right. Good. Yeah, cheers. Let's drink.
I could drink that.
That was so hard to grab. I was like,
sorry. That's why I made sure you had it.